Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Bless you all, bless you all. Let me know if you can hear me, please. Give me 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. If I'm coming in, let me know, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can y'all hear me, saints? Can you hear me? Am I coming in? You know, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, please. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Vernon. 10. Hallelujah. Oh, praise y'all. I don't plan on being before you long tonight, saints. So, like a lot of you out there fighting this stuff that's going around. But, hallelujah. Y'all's good anyway. Praise y'all. God bless you all, saints. I'm your host tonight on the Brother Segment, Deacon Bell. Hallelujah. Okay, let me get okay. All right. Well, praise y'all. Hallelujah. I hope everyone had a beautiful Sabbath and enjoyed the word this past Shabbat. Everyone that got a chance to hear. I know we were down quite a few people with the sickness going around, so I'm sure saints are recovering. They're able to go back and listen to the word and get fed by the man of Yah. Hallelujah. It was a nice, beautiful day today, too. So that might help people feel better, too, getting some sunshine. But praise Yah. Yah's good. And also, you know, we had a beautiful, beautiful Passover. And I was just meditating on the scripture here, and I was thinking about, you know, after we had the Passover, I was just thinking about that. This scripture today came to my mind. And I will share it with you all. Over in John chapter 6, verse 53. You post that in there, Brother Josh. Let me find it here. Okay, come on. Let's see real quick. All right. You know, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And of course, you all know the drill, saints. Go back and read all these scriptures back in context, please. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. So you think about that Passover. You think about partaking of the Passover. Well, of course, you better be partaking of it worthily, not eating and drinking damnation to yourself. So going back to verse 53, you know, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's why it's very important that we do partake in the Passover, that we do have that renewing of life every Passover season, making that connection with the Most High, you know, with our Messiah, you know, because he's in us. So we have to make sure we get that connection with the life source. Hallelujah. You know, because there's many people who used to walk with us. Some may still be partaking. Some may not be. Some may still be abiding in life, I know there's many that are abiding in death. But hallelujah, thank y'all, it's not you. We're going to have to continue on. We're going to continue with the Messiah. We're going to continue on with Yeshua, with Jesus. And continue in that fellowship. You know, that's part of the sowing and reaping. We have to sow in the Spirit in that regard as well, too. You don't sow that life into you by partaking of Jesus' blood, his flesh and his blood. If you don't sow it, you won't reap it. Hallelujah. Again, of course, that is partaking worthily. There's many taking it unworthily, too. So there's quite a few things that go on. But let's abide in the Savior. Bless you, Brother Josh. Yeah. Internet troubles on your end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that happens. All right. Well, you know. Hallelujah. Hold on. Let's go over to 2 Peter chapter 2. Let me find it real quick. 2 Peter chapter 2. Starting at verse 19. And that's a good chapter to read too, saints. You get time. All right, verse 19. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome of the same he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Master and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. You know, and there's a lot of, there's many voices out there, saints. Many voices are speaking. And they have an intent and a purpose for why they're speaking. And some are fulfilling verse 19, while they're promising liberty, promising you liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. Seeking to gain some disciples, you know, appeal to people's feelings and emotions, and just everything that would, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, you know, everything that would make you think you're getting what you want. You know, isn't that what Satan did to Eve over in Genesis chapter 3? When he enticed her? Says, hey, yea, hath Yah said, but you should not surely die. You know, that temptation, hey, you know, you can be as Yah, right? Same old devil, using some of the same tricks. Change it up a little bit. You know, this isn't poison. Well, yeah, okay. Well, it's 10% truth, but 90% poison. So the devil still gets you once you start, if he can get you to bite off on it. But hallelujah. Okay, let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 19, Brother Josh. Well, 18 and 19. Again, this is the Messiah speaking. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. But you think about this, saints. What does the world have that appeals to you that when someone that is of the world speaks, it ministers to your spirit? There's something that connects with you of the world, with you, you know, with us, anyone, listening to those voices out there. They speak from the world. Of course, they're sowing the seeds. And who are they sowing the seeds to? Well, he that hath an ear to hear what they're saying. Now, they're not being led of the Spirit to speak, but they are speaking. So when the world speaks, you know, because now the world hates you. They hate Messiah first. But don't forget, it hates the Messiah in you. And what do they want to do? When these voices are speaking, they're seeking to get your soul, seeking to feed you with whatever poison that they got. And they may hide it, you know, under different little things and the things that they'll speak that appeal to your flesh. You know, somebody speaking out of their bitterness. Now, let me just tell you this. When you hear people speak, you need to have discernment to know who's speaking from Yah and who's speaking from Satan. There's two opposing forces out there. There's only two teams to be on, either Yah's team or Satan's team. So who are they speaking for? And I remember hearing something. And I discerned the person. But I was kind of like, I must be wrong. I was saying to myself when I was looking at this one particular man's video some time ago. But then after I started listening some more, like, never mind. Yep, yeah, this guy's a devil. I knew it. I tried to deny my you know, the discernment the Holy Spirit gave me. I don't even know why I was trying to do that. But you know, this guy can't be a devil. He seems innocent enough, but nah, sure enough, he was a devil. You know, well, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Speaking very nice words, but his spirit was wrong. But you know, he's drawing disciples. And of course, we all have to be careful, saints, what we listen to. Satan is sowing his seed. He's always trying to get in our ear. Don't forget, again, Genesis 3, hey, if the woman wouldn't have talked to him, or if Adam would have been doing his job, and that conversation wouldn't have happened. So that sower is sowing his seed. And he wants to land in your heart. Hey, lest there be any root of bitterness springing up whereby many can be defiled. And for some people, it may take one little situation, give it a little bit of time, then boom, all of a sudden, and that bitterness starts springing up in them. Some little hurt could happen. And then they minister to your hurt. You see this with the black Hebrew Israelites. Hey, white man, the devil. Talk about slavery and all that stuff. They get a lot of black people who got some of the same familiar spirits within them. On the black person side of this thing now, brothers and sisters. And as if they're not dealt with, you get caught away in that same, get caught up in that same spirit. A lot of generational curses have been passed down to the generations, to the children, us growing up. I'm trying to find the right way to say this. A lot of generational curses were passed down from generation. Let me say it like this. Okay. Let me go this way with it so I can explain that better. That's it. My sisters were very prejudiced people. My natural fleshly sisters, especially my two younger ones of my sisters. They're all older than me, but the two younger ones of my sisters, what was it? I don't forget the names. I hadn't talked to them so long. Cindy and Tracy. My sister Cindy and my sister Tracy. Now, if they would have heard these black Hebrew Israelites out here talking, they would be like, because all that crap in the family line and the stuff that they even, having themselves, my parents didn't teach us to be that way. But, they didn't like white people that much. And so they hear these guys out here speaking. That root of business in them, boom, that's some good fertile ground for them to minister to. To be able to, put their pollution in. And my sisters would probably receive it very well. I'm sure they'd receive it very, very well. Maybe not, but I don't have that much confidence in them. Sorry, I just don't. But they'd be some perfect candidates to receive that mess. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, it's easy. Or if you ignore the Holy Spirit, it'd be easy to receive it as well too. So sometimes the Spirit is speaking to us. He's always warning us, always trying to direct us. But we have to be obedient to His voice as well. Remember what Jesus said: "My sheep hear My voice, and the stranger they won't follow." And there's a lot of strangers out there that are speaking. The stranger is speaking through a lot of his vessels. Of course, a lot of them are meant to transform into angels of light as well, and meant to the ministers of righteousness. So we definitely have to be discerning things. So, especially in this day and time that we're in now. So, in order to guard your soul and preserve yourself from the wicked one, just look out. What's the scripture say? You ever say the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour? Hey, guess what we're looking for? We're looking for you. He wants you to be that trophy on his mantelpiece. I got me one. I picked off one of the Most Highs. Hey, he's looking. He's looking to take us from Jesus at all times. Hallelujah. We're gonna abide in Jesus, right? We're gonna abide in the Messiah. Hallelujah. Satan can't take us out of the Messiah's hand. All right, let's go to let me get there. So let's go to Matthew chapter 13. We'll start at verse 3, Brother Josh. We'll read a little bit of that. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, this is Yeshua again, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 34-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now you think about that when words are sown into your heart. It's always good to check your ground. Is your heart pliable? You know, one thing, if it's pliable, but is it pliable to Yah? Because you can have ground that's pliable unto the devil as well, too. You know, when the devil comes along sowing his seeds of doubt, seeds of fear, hatred, envy, bitterness, strife, murder, malice, gossip, slander, you know, those kinds of things. Contention. So make sure your ground is not the kind of ground that Satan can sow his seed in and destroy you. You know, because you know when the devil comes along, he's that voice. You think about it. Whenever we got something, like have an ought or a fought against somebody, who's the person speaking to you justified in your fault or your offense towards somebody? Is it Yah? Does Yah speak to you saying, hey, you're right for being angry with him or for hating her or for being offended? Then the Holy Spirit said, hey, you got a problem with your brother. You need to go to your brother or your sister. You need to get that right. And he's not going to justify us in our wickedness. That's one way to know it's Yah. Because Satan will make sure you justify it. Yah's going to want you to be reconciled and make peace. Make sure you do it right. All right, let's go to chapter 13, verse 18. Still in this parable, Brother Josh. Heed therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and I am with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth for a while, or when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and he becomes unfruit. But he that receiveth seed into good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Ends up being a profitable servant. But again, what kind of heart you got? You got a stony heart? When you hear the word, you hear it and receive it. And then as soon as some tribulation or something happens, persecution, boom, you out. You can't stand. You won't be able to endure. How about in verse 22? He that also receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes out the word and you become unfruit. How much of the cares of this life taking your cares of this world, taking your focus off the Most High? Well, you're not hungering and thirsting after righteousness, but you Hey, the deceitfulness of riches got you. You know, you're chasing that dollar. And the world getting choked out, and you're not focused on sowing to the spirit, just worry about sowing to the flesh. But he that receives the seed in the good ground, and that's somebody that's going to receive the word, and you're going to see the growth. You're going to see the transformation of the Most High in their life. How many of us have allowed the word to transform us? How about that, Sister Heidi? Has the word transformed you? Have you received the word and allowed it to become fruitful in you? Brother Josh? Brother Vernon? Sister Mahalia? Those of you out there listening, that will be listening, has the word reached even unto you to transform your life? You know, the Most High ministers to you where you're at. Not, you know, he's not expecting you to be at level 10 when you're on level 1. He ministers to you at level 1. You know, when you're new in the walk, he deals with you as a new child. When you've been in the walk for a while, he deals with you where you're at in your walk. At all times. I can say, for me, Most High has always dealt with me where I'm at. I can say this much, when I've been low, he didn't put his word on the top shelf. He put it right down the bottom shelf so I could reach over and at least grab it. If I'm on the floor, and hey, look, the word's right there. You can reach it. So I'm not putting it out of reach. It's attainable. But the things I ask you to do by the Spirit dealing with you, it's not something that I can't do. Now, Pastor, what a good scripture the other day. Sabbath. Well, they say, when I'm weak, Paul said, when I'm weak, then he's strong. Like when he's talking about fasting. You know, many times, you know, when we've been down spiritual, or say been down, okay, or been heavy. Now, what's the word say? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that's not, you know, that's something, as soon as you start doing it, you reap the benefits of it. So the word is able to reach us if we do it, as long as we do what it says. We do have to do that. We do have to engage our will into being obedient enough to do what the Father's word says, the word itself tells us to do, and then we do get the benefits from it. Hallelujah. That's even the mercy of Yah in that. The love of Yah in that for us. Look, he's a loving Father. And he chastises us for our profit when we do get chastised. Now, if you're a bastard, you can't chase me at all. You despise his chase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Heidi. Still striving and pressing. Hallelujah. That's all we can do. Keep striving. Keep pressing. Hallelujah. And you'll reap if you faint not. Anyway, let's go to Galatians chapter 6, Brother Josh. Find it. Oh, Galatians. What did I click it? All right, starting. We're gonna read verses 7 through 9. All right. Be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap everlasting life, or reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So let's not deceive ourselves. Be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. You know, so we sow whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we sow to the flesh. You wonder why I tell you, let's put in the fasting in context. The fasting and praying context. Like this pastor's been preaching on that, right? You know, we always eating and never fasting and praying. And you wonder why we don't feel the anointing. Don't quicken. Heaven seems like brass. Satan just beating you down? It's because you sold to the flesh. And you reap that corruption. Especially when the flesh is... I'm not saying you have to fast all the time. You know, the pastor ain't saying that. But for some of us, it would be good to fast a whole lot more than we have been. It won't kill you. It won't kill you. I promise you, fasting won't kill you. And mix that with praying, too. And that won't kill you either. Now, will it kill that old man? Oh, yeah, the old man going to hate it. He's going to hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Because it's crucifying that old man, crucifying that flesh. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that's going to have eternal dividends. And you also going to have spiritual dividends in the present as well, too. You're going to have more power. More anointing. And, of course, verse 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we'll reap in due season. You're like, well, I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do that. No, you're getting weary because what? Because don't make the flesh happy. But as soon as that you get your Domino's pizza in front of you, you're good to go, right? Well, let's do things that please the Father. Things that help us to grow spiritually. Hallelujah. And one thing too, people sow a lot to their flesh with some of these people, depending on what you're listening to again. All these voices out here that speak, and you letting that sow. They know what they're saying. It's sowing to your flesh as well, too, especially when your flesh agree with. Now, they're saying something that's contrary to your flesh, you're all right. But they're saying things that your flesh agree with, or if they agree with some of the wickedness that's within you, help you reap corruption. You better be careful. You see yourself going that way, you better turn that mess off immediately. Hit your knees. That's the Father to purge that stuff out of you. Because again, these voices that be promising you liberty, but they're helping to bring you into bondage. Making you corrupt like them. Hallelujah. Let's go to, hold on one second. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5, starting at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You hear Paul wrote here again, this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And what have we learned so far, saints? What's a good way to walk in the Spirit? You fasted by fasting and praying. Right? Fasting and mix that with praise. Hallelujah. What Pastor also point out too, that this kind, Jesus talked about this kind comes about not by prayer and fasting. So on the deliverance side of things, you get more authority, more power to cast out and deal with certain spirits, you're mixing prayer with fasting. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Now still keep this in mind in the mindset of sowing and reaping. So if you're gonna sow adultery, sow fornication, sow uncleanness, sow lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. So you're going to sow all that mess. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of Yah. That's the result of sowing and reaping. You don't, you know, when you sow to the flesh, you will not inherit the kingdom of Yah. Hallelujah. But the fruit of the Spirit, now we sow this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. See, it's not a sin to sow meekness, temperance, goodness, long-suffering, peace, love, joy, faith. You know, so it's not against Yah's law there. You Most High is totally fine with us sowing that. And reaping. You know, you sow love, you'll reap love. You know, for some of us it's hard to love your brother or your sister. But, you know, if you really just try hard enough, you can do it. You know, Jesus is in you. He loves your brother that you don't love. He loves that sister you don't love. So if you sow that love to your brother and your sister, you'll reap it. Well, that's the law. Sowing and reaping. If you sow it, you'll reap it. You know, joy. You try to make somebody happy. Peace. You try to be peaceful with somebody. Receive it back. Read the last verse here. Oh, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So let's live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. And that'll be the manifestation of it, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all, saints. That is something that we can attain, that we can do. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. So again, as a man, we reap what we sow. Hallelujah. But again, just want to warn us again, saints, that let's be careful what we listen to. There's many voices speaking out here, and there are many souls, and they're sowing, and they're seeking to get you. They're putting a lot of things being hurled out there right now. Everybody knows what's going on. So and these voices out here seeking to catch your attention. They want to sow their seed into your heart. Because what's going on, the tares are being gathered. And the sowers are sowing, and they're gathering the tares in the bundles. Hallelujah. So don't you be a... Don't let these tarot gatherers get you. Be warned, be watched. Lord, the enemy is speaking through his ministers. And again, they're looking to get you, saints. Hallelujah. All right, saints, that's all we got for you tonight. After I finish this broadcast, I'm going to go lay it down. So fighting this sickness. But I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. Remember to keep the man of Yah in prayer, saints. Keep doing the warfare prayers. Breaking curses, sending them back. You know, keep the man of Yah lifted up and pray for one another. Hallelujah. All right, well, bless you. I do love you. Thank you for your time tonight, saints. Bless you. Shalom.